Hi, and welcome to Empowerment Talk today. I'm really excited that you joined us. This is Jody Baudek, and I want to talk to you guys about something that's really important, and that's you. I want you to choose you. You see, you get lost a lot in the shuffle. You get put on the back burner because you're doing everything that you get to do every day. You get to take care of your life. You get to work, you get to do a lot of things. And when I say get to, because a lot of people oftentimes say, well, I gotta do this and I gotta do that. No, you get to, because you know what? You were given a gift. You woke up this morning. That means this world is not done with you. So you have a gift and you get to share your gift, and that's you. But if you don't take care of you, there's not going to be enough of you to go around. You're going to get a little resentful. You might get a little too tired. You might get depressed. You might get physically ill because you're not taking care of you. So my friends, I want you to choose you. And again, like I said, that is not ego. That is not selfish. That is a necessity. Okay? Oftentimes it's masked because we put ourselves in the background and we think that we're doing so much for everyone else and we feel great about it, but what are you really doing for you? Are you having self-care? Are you really taking care of you? Are you meditating? Are you doing your yoga? Are you walking? Are you nurturing your soul? And now I'm going to talk to you about something else that's really going to make you choose you, and you're going to ask for a little help. So whatever you believe in, if you believe in God, Buddhist, Buddha, he, she, they, them, I have no judgment on any of it. So you're going to, I'll just use universe so that we have everything covered. So please don't take offense to it, but you're going to ask the universe to help you clean house. And you're going to be really, really surprised at what happens when you ask the universe for a little bit of help. You see, what you focus on is what you think about, what you bring about. It's like pretty much the law of attraction. But if you're focusing on relationships that are draining, and you don't realize they're draining, but they just keep taking your energy and taking up a lot of your time, and they're not going anywhere, they're not growing, they're not nurturing your soul. Or maybe you have a job, or maybe you have a habit, or maybe you have a workout routine, okay? But I want you to ask the universe to help you clean house. You see, I'm going to share a little secret with you, and again, it's not going to be a secret after I share this, but every couple months, I ask the universe for a little bit of help. And I ask him to clean my house. Ooh, I better be real prepared when that happens, because sometimes I forget that I ask the universe to help me clean house. And then a lot of things get thrown at me and I'm like, whoa, where's this coming from? But I asked. I asked. And so what you ask for, you receive. All right? So be prepared. And you're going to realize once the universe steps in and you get out of your own way, that it really has your back. You see, you were meant here to be happy. You were put here to be happy. You were meant to be happy. But sometimes we get real complacent in life, or we get real into helping someone else fix their life. So sometimes we don't have to deal with our own life. So recently I did a house cleaning, and I asked the universe for the help because I have a lot of goals and I have a lot of dreams, and I'm almost there. I'm almost reaching most of them. But what is going on? How come I'm not quite there? And then I asked the universe for some help. And oh, I had to buckle down. I got slapped. I got hit really hard with a couple things. Some relationships that I didn't really realize that were toxic were extremely toxic. They were draining. And on their side, it was very self-serving for them. But once I pulled back just a little bit, whoop, gone. You know, they didn't need me anymore. They didn't want me anymore. I wasn't going to do exactly what they wanted. So they left. And that was great. Okay, and I'm just talking friendships. I'm not even talking about relationships or intimate relationships. Okay, so I want you to be real prepared, but I want you to do it. You see, you choose you. And then you're going to be absolutely amazed and surprised as once those things leave, because you didn't even realize that they were toxic. They were just kind of almost, they became a habit. They've been in your life for so long that you just, oh, okay, they're there. But when you ask the universe for some help, beautiful things step in. Some incredible opportunities happen that become possibilities. And then I want you to get real, real aware of how strong the law of attraction is. I want you to be real aware of how strong, when you set your intentions to something, that you can manifest them. So buckle up, my friends. Choose you and get out of your own way. If things are moving and grooving, let them move and groove, okay? Don't self-sabotage. You are worth it. You are worth all of the greatness and all of your dreams and all of your goals to become your reality. But you have to choose you and then ask for a little bit of help and be surprised. Namaste.